on, that gets you into the mood for summer. And it's Friday, and it's happy hour. And I know most of you out there about ready to have a good weekend. And Jeremy Warner here, flying solo on the Tay and Jay Show. Tay in St. Louis. Sun's got a baseball tournament. Thank you to Matt Wetterson for joining me last hour, talking all kinds of things. Ohio State, the tragedy that happened at Texas Rangers Stadium. We'll get to your calls about that in a little bit as well. We got a full hour planned for you as well. Doug Bouchon right now joining me to talk a little Illinois football recruiting. How you doing today, Doug?
Hey, I'm doing good, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, no problem. And bear with me. I'm going to go through a list here. Now, Illinois football has four commitments for its class of 2012. I'm going to go through the Big Ten and go through some other schools. Indiana has 11 commitments. Iowa was 6. Michigan, 18. Michigan State, 10. Minnesota, 11. Nebraska, only 5, which is kind of surprising. Northwestern, the other in-state Big Ten school, with 12. Ohio State with 9, despite everything that's going on there. Penn State, 10. Purdue, 7. And Wisconsin, 8. So why does Illinois only have 4 commitments so far? What's going on?
Well, I think what you've seen is some of the guys that they were targeting during the month of June, July, ended up committing other places. But, you know, the good thing is there's a lot of good football players still on their radar. And that, a couple of those teams you mentioned, Michigan and Ohio State, those are teams, you know, along with some of the SEC teams that they usually fill up by the end of June. But, you know, historically for Illinois, 4 commitments now, that's not really unusual for a program like Illinois. So I think you'll see some commitments here coming up pretty quick, not too long.
Yeah, Doug, I've covered recruiting before, and last year I think they had 3 until about September, and everyone was panicking, so it's not quite time to panic yet.
Not time to panic yet, and there's some really good football players still on the radar, like I was saying, you know.
And they have 2 wide receivers committed and 2 defensive backs. Who are some of those key targets right now for Illinois?
Well, I think if you look at by position, you know, all of a sudden defensive tackle, everybody's talking about because they really had some bad luck with some kids from the 2011 class. You know, Clint Tucker, the 4-star from East St. Louis, wasn't eligible, and he's at Hargrave Military Academy. They're still waiting for a couple guys to get into school, and then everybody's talking about the Chris Jones situation. So defensive tackle is really a big one, and, you know, there's a kid out of Chicago Mount Carmel, Vontrell Williams. He's a little bit undersized, maybe 250, 260, but really high on the Illini. He loves the Illini. He was at the camp at Lincoln Way East High School. He may want to take one more visit or so, but Illinois is in really good shape with him. And then there's maybe 4 or 5 other kids, defensive tackles, that they're recruiting hard, that they have a pretty good shot at.
And that's got to be one of the hardest positions to recruit, is it not, Doug? It seems like defensive tackles are such a premium. Even if it's maybe a 3-star guy, if Rivals rates a 3-star guy, you'll see some of the biggest programs go after him because there seems to be so few of them.
Oh, there's no doubt. And if you look at some of the places the Illinois recruits, they recruit Florida really hard. And you're talking about the big 3 down there in Florida, Miami, Florida, and Florida State. They're all after those kids, too, and those guys are waiting for an offer from some of the teams down in the South. So it's not just a hard position to recruit. It's a hard position for the coaches to evaluate.
Talking with Doug Bouchon from Rivals.com. You can read him at orangeandbluenews.com. They cover football recruiting as well as anyone. How many spots are available? I know it's a small senior class, Doug. How many roster spots, scholarship spots are available in this class?
It's a little bit in flux right now just because, you know, you're looking at kids that they're still trying to get into school. But, you know, somewhere between 15 and 20 scholarships.
So besides defensive tackle, what are some of the other priorities? I imagine it seems defense has been the priority. I mean, offensive linemen, they've seemed gotten a lot of those lately. Quarterback, you know, they have a couple. Nathan Chiles is going to be here for another 3 years. Riley O'Toole is right behind him. It seems like defense would be where they're going.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, linebacker, the biggest target, the in-state guy, you know, they're looking at the linebacker by the name of Antonio Morrison, who's just a real stud. He's from Bolingbrook High School. Everybody's after him. He's got over 20 offers, and that's the kid they'd really like to get. He's a versatile linebacker. He can play him outside, play him inside, play him as a bandit, and that's the guy that they're really recruiting hard. And it's also a guy who you know, we've talked to, and he may want to stay close to home, even though he's been recruited by all the SEC schools in Florida and Miami, but a good chance he may want to stay close to home where his family can come see him play.
How are the in-state prospects this year? We know the last couple of years, Illinois always seems to get a lot of great football players, especially out of that Chicago area, the Catholic leagues. How does the in-state prospects rate this year compared to the last couple of years?
It's a good class. You know, there's several four-star players. Jordan Diamond, who's a tackle out of Chicago Simeon, is being recruited by everybody. You know, I think Wisconsin, Michigan, and Iowa are really hard after him. The running back, David Smith out of Bremen, is another kid who's, you know, a high three-star, maybe a low four-star player that everybody's after. And Iowa and Illinois are going to battle out for him. So it's a good class, comparatively speaking. It's probably one of the better classes in the last few years.
So you talked about, you know, Illinois with four commitments so far. Usually this heats up as the school year goes around. Kids want to commit before the high school season so that, you know, they don't have it on their minds. They're not worried about the recruiting process. And then some wait all the way until signing day. Are there a few guys that you think Illinois stands in a good position with in the next month or two to get a commitment?
Yeah, the kid I already talked about, Rontrell Williams, the defensive tackle out of Mount Carmel. I mean, he wanted to wait. He was going to wait until later on in the season, maybe take his official visits. But I think he's got maybe one more visit, and then he's going to pull the triggers. That's the guy for everybody to watch here in the next week or so that you may see a commit to the Illini.
And talking with Doug Bouchon from Rivals.com, also orangeandbluenews.com. That's where you can get all his information. We had Brad Sturdy on yesterday providing us with basketball recruiting information on the road. How important is summer for these guys? I know with basketball, July is the big month. When is the big time for football recruiting, Doug?
It is during July. You know, it's during the camps. And, for a lot of the kids, the high-end kids, the four-star players, the five-star players, you won't see them go to camps and work out. They've already got their offers. They have 20-some offers. But for some of the two- and three-star players, you know, the month of June is huge. They go out to one-day camps all around the country. Coaches see them play in person. Up to that point, they've probably only seen them on film. So June is really a huge month, both for the players and for the coaches that are looking for those prospects.
And never been Illinois hasn't been strong on locking up the state. I know that's probably because they haven't had that history of success that programs like Ohio State come to Chicago and recruit these kids. Michigan State, Wisconsin, even Notre Dame and Northwestern. There's a lot of competition. It seems like kids still aren't sold on Illinois, maybe even following the Texas Bowl. Is that right?
That's it right there. I mean, it's all about winning. You know, the top kids, they want to go someplace where they're going to win football games. Illinois did win last year. They went 7-6. They went to a bowl game. But Coach Zook's going to have to show that he can do that consistently before these guys, especially the four- and five-star players, start giving Illinois a serious look.
You talk about the star system, Doug. I know Rivals and other recruiting sites, the star system is big. And when you see, you know, a couple years ago, Aurelius Bent, Martez Wilson, obviously those guys worked out. There's been a fair share of guys who don't work out. How much should we put into that star system?
I mean, you can put a little bit of faith in it. I mean, it's a way of separating guys, to see who the top end athletes are. But you know, one of the reasons they don't always work out is because a kid may be five star rated because he's a great athlete, but once he puts the pads on and gets on the football field, maybe he's not as good a football player as you thought that he was. So, I mean, you can put some stock in it, but also, I mean, you have to see the kids play and see what they can do on the football field.
Wrapping up with Doug Bouchon from Rivals.com. You can read his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com. They cover football recruiting for Illinois. So, Doug, what impact is Paul Petrino and Vic Koenig? Obviously, they made an impact on the field last year. What kind of impact have they made in recruiting?
You know, I don't know if you haven't really seen it so much, but they make a huge impact. I mean, and Coach Joe Gilbert, who's the recruiting coordinator, just does a fantastic job with the kids, especially when they come to the camps. He's very personable guy, and Coach Petrino is you wouldn't know it from his laid back demeanor in public, but when he gets on the field, he's a tiger out there, and kids love that. I mean, he pushes them, he teaches them, and Coach Canning is the same way. So they're going to make a big impact on recruiting. Kids like their system; they really love Coach Petrino's system, especially quarterbacks and receivers and running backs. So I think they're going to have a big impact on recruiting in the future.
So how big, I mean, with Illinois recruiting, obviously four commitments right now, we covered that. But, I mean, it's all about this season, isn't it? Last year, once Illinois had some wins, got to the bowl game, won that, recruiting seemed to pick up. Is it the same for this year?
It's all about winning on the football field. That's what it's all about. There's a lot of kids that are taking a wait-and-see, and it may be kind of the same way in basketball, too. It's
right.
Really similar this year. It's a wait-and-see attitude with Illinois. They want to see that they're going to win consistently.
Well, that's Doug Bouchon from Rivals.com. Check out his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com. Great insight, Doug. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it, man.
That's Doug Bouchon. You can read his stuff at orangeandbluenews.com. We're going to get back. We're going to get to a Warner Wrap, update you on the world of sports. You can also give us a call. What's on your mind in the world of sports? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. It's the A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.